Good God Conference.
Praise the Lord. Welcome back to the Good God Conference. Let's all stand and start praise and worship together this evening. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Sing, how lovely is your dwelling place.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. For my soul longs and even faints for you. For hear my presence, I sing beneath the shadow of your wings.
Sing with me, better is one.
Oh, better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts, thousands elsewhere. Better is one day. Better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere, than thousands elsewhere.
Hallelujah. One thing I ask.
One thing I ask, and I would seek to see your beauty.
Yes, Lord.
To find you. The place your glory dwells.
Sing that again. One thing I ask.
Lord, one thing I ask, and I would seek to see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory.
Better is one day.
Oh, better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere.
Say again, better.
Better is. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere.
Better is one.
Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day.
See, my heart and flesh cry out.
My heart and flesh cry out.
Better is one day.
Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere. God, better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house.
let my heart and flesh cry out.
My heart and flesh cry out for you, the living God. Your spirit's water to my soul. I've tasted and I've seen. Come once again to me. I will draw near to you. I will draw near to you.
Last time, better is one day.
Oh, better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere. Better is one day. Better is one.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
The king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song.
Sing it again.
Let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song. For you are good, good. Oh, you are good, you're good. Oh, for you are good, you're good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails. The king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is.
I want to sing that again. Let the king.
Let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves. Oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the fire. The echo of my days. Oh, it's my song. For you are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, for you are good, good. Oh, you are good, you're good. Gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. No, you're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me think, and you're never gonna, you're never gonna let, never gonna let me down.
down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. No, you're faithful. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. For you are good, good. Oh, you are good, you're good. Oh, you are good, you're good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, you're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. No, you're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down.
You are good, you're good. Oh, you are good, you're good. Oh, God, you are good, you're good. Oh, you are good, you're good. Oh, you're always good, you're good. Oh, you're always good, you're good. Oh, God, you are good, you're good. Oh, you are good, you're good. Oh, let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves. Oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is my song. For you are good, good. Oh, oh, you are good, good. Oh, you are good, you're good. Oh, right now you're good, you're good. Oh, oh, right now you're good, you're good. Oh, every day you're good, you're good. Oh, to my family you're good, you're good. Oh, to my family, you're good, you're good. Oh, you are good, you're good. Oh, you are good, you're good. Oh, every day you're good, you're good. Oh, God, you are.
Hallelujah. Amen. God is so, so good. Amen. Let's give him glorious praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, we celebrate your goodness. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that we are the recipients, oh God, of your goodness. Your glory is revealed in our lives. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for your presence, for all that you're doing in our lives. Father, we say, God, our Father, spoil us with your goodness. We just want to be the manifestation, the testament of your goodness every day. Lord, oh God, that when we wake up, we just, oh God, what amazing thing is God going to do today? Filled with expectation, oh Father. And every day, oh God, we end the day not disappointed, because Lord, you overwhelmed us with your goodness. Let us begin even now to enjoy, Father, the abundance, the superfluity of your goodness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. In Jesus' name, we give God praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, this morning, you may be seated. This morning, we were so blessed by the ministry of Evangelist Emil Bridges. And tonight, before I come to share the word of the Lord with us, I want to have him minister once again to us this beautiful, glorious evening as we wrap up this particular conference this evening. Let us receive the wonderful ministry of Evangelist Emil Bridges. Praise God.
Well, praise the name of the Lord. God bless you, Zion. What an awesome God we serve. We come to celebrate our God. I tell you, our God is worthy to be praised. What a mighty God that we serve. I tell you, I'm so excited. I am so excited to share the Lord with you on today. Let's give him praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, God is worthy.
Beginning and the end, God. You're the
To God. Amen. Amen. We give God praise. Yes, He deserves all our praise. Glory to God. I want to welcome you all to the Good God Conference. Amen. Amen. Well, tonight, I want to share some thoughts with you concerning the resurrection. But as we share about the resurrection of our Lord, as we talked about this morning, it's not about reading the literal literature, the literal writings, the recordings of the life, the death, the resurrection, the ascension of the Lord, that we need to focus on. That is a known fact. What we need to wrap our minds around is what that means to us. Why did He come? Why did He die? Why was He raised up from the dead? Why is He ascended? Why is He seated in the heavens at the right hand of the Father? What does that have to do with me? If we leave it at the point of literature, history, What we've got is a religion. But when those words leap out of the pages of Scripture and become realized manifestations and experience for us, we move past religion. Anybody can have a religion. You can make up your own religion if you want. Yeah. Anybody can make up their own religion. It's just your belief system. And when man makes up their own religion, it's always very confused. You should read some literature of different religious groups and you say, who believes this nonsense? You know, the whole world is being carried by, in the back of a turtle. Let's go find that big turtle. But when you come and this comes alive inside of you, it ceases to be a story. It becomes realized reality. Let me say that again. Realize reality. Because there can be reality that is not realized. And God wants us to realize that which is true, that we become the embodiment, the ones that embrace what is true, that my life is so transformed by it that I become one with the story. I cannot be separated from it. That is relationship. That's what gives us meaning. That's what gives us purpose. That's what gives us a sense of being. And that's what Christianity is all about. That's what Christianity is all about. It's not about just power. It's about being one with the God of the universe. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts, the 13th chapter, the messenger is recounting the story of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he comes and says, in verse 28, just to skip a whole lot of the story, he says here, and though they found no cause of death in him, because they were accusing him, they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. But, somebody say but. Good God. But God raised him from the dead. And he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God had fulfilled the same unto us, their children. What God promised the fathers had been fulfilled in us, your children, in that he had raised up Jesus again. Oh, glory. As it is also written in the second psalm, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And as concerning that he raised him up from the dead,
now no more to return to corruption. He said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. Because he's been raised from the dead, I will give you the sure mercies of David. Wherefore he also said in another psalm, thou shalt not suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. That is quoting Psalm 16 and verse 10. Wherefore, this is what I want you to see. Wherefore he said also in another psalm, thou shalt not suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. For David, after he had saved his own generation, because their emphasis was about David. David is everything. David is everything. David is everything. The Word of God says, for David, after he had saved his own generation, by the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption. So the David that you're placing your faith on, that's not it, because David saw corruption. The prophetic statement was not about David. So then who is it about? But he whom God raised again saw no corruption. Hallelujah. And you and I that have been raised up together with him will not see corruption. I believe that so much that I believe that God will not allow you and I to see the corruption that's about to overwhelm the world. Be it known unto you, verse 38. Therefore, because he's been raised from the dead and did see any corruption, be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we can preach unto you the forgiveness of sins. The sure mercies of David. David was messed up, but God was so present to grant to him forgiveness and restoration. And I want to say to everyone, it doesn't matter where you've been, how messed up you have messed up your life, that there is forgiveness in Jesus Christ because of the resurrection. That does not mean we continue in sin. It means that we know that we have a second chance, because the good God that we serve is a God of second chances. He is a restorer of our souls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, and by him all that believe are justified from all things. Justified from all things. Yes, I know that you did it, but I have decided that you are forgiven. Verdict. I don't know where my sticks are, my gavel. I need to get those gavels. Hopefully this will be able to handle the hitting. Verdict, pow! Justified from all things. I know you did it, but I am justifying you. I came to deliver you. I came to set you free. I came to make you whole. I came to change your life. I came to transform you. I came to bring forgiveness unto you and grant you peace which passeth all understanding. And by him that all that believe are justified from all things, from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. You could not. Jesus came to reveal to us the love of the Father, a good, good God. Hallelujah. The word of God says in 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Beginning to read from verse 11. He says, and this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. I have eternal life because Jesus died and rose again to die no more. And as I connect with him, I experience the continuity of resurrected life. Glory be to God. I have eternal life because of Jesus Christ. Nothing else can give me that. Only him. He is faithful. He that hath the Son hath life. If you have the Son, you have life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. It is hate for you and I not to make this gospel clear to our brothers and our sisters that do not yet know him. It's not tolerance, it's hate. Accept all religions. Good. That's good. Accept all religions. But this is not a religion. This is a relationship with God. This is not a mechanized belief system. This is becoming one with God. He that hath the Son hath life. I dare any religious group to come and show me anywhere in their sacred so-called scriptures. Show me a verse that has the audacity, the effrontery to make those statements. It does not exist. The best they can do is tell you that when you die, you go through stages and marry so many wives. I have one. I cannot handle the one yet. You want me to have seven? Excuse me. Mama is good. Praise the Lord. The foolishness of our belief systems trying to engage God our way. No, I am not saying that there's no power in these religious systems out there. It is supercharged with power. Because the only power in the world is not God's power. There is the devil's power. And there are religious systems that tap into that fallen, angelic, satanic world where the devil pretends to be an angel of light but really is an agent of darkness. And you can tell how evil it is because they will not bite or have any sense of I'm doing something wrong when they are busy cutting your neck off. But you cannot have Christ and have hate. Anyone who says, I am a Christian and I have received the love of God in my life and is operating in hate, God says, you don't know me. You don't belong to me. Because if you knew me, you walk in love. You cannot say you love God whom you have not seen when you don't love your brother. Who is my neighbor? Who's my brother? Everybody. It doesn't matter what their sexual preference is. They are still your brother. I have no reason to hate somebody because they are transgender or homosexual or lesbian or whatever. All sin is all sin. And God has not called me to hate anybody and think of bad of anybody. God says, just love people and show them my love and let them know that I came to justify and separate them from their sins and make them holy. I am there to restore them. I'm there to remove from them that which is evil and bring restoration into their life. Therefore, I can boldly declare, you know what? I cannot change you, but there is a God who can deal with your situation and transform your life. Whatever it is that's happening inside there that's brought confusion into your life, God can remove that if you can just trust Him. I cannot exorcise you, but God can. God loves people, and He died for them. He came to release them from bondage. God loved you and I while we were yet sinners. Is that not true? While I was yet a sinner, that's when He loved me. He didn't love me when I got really so-called fixed and good. No. He loved me when I was yet a sinner. And says, I forgive you. And I'm going to remove that thing in your life that is causing you to mess up and make you a new creation. I'm going to press the reset button in your life and start you afresh. I'm going to erase all that is messed up in your life. And no matter who tries to go dig up those records, they will not find it. Hallelujah. Because the blood of Jesus hides it. And beyond hiding it, it removes it. Praise the Lord. So removed is it that when you start telling God about your past, He says, what are you talking about? I didn't say that. I don't remember that. God so erases it that He erases it out of His mind. The only thing God wants to remember about you is surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's what He wants. Oh, I thank God He's forgotten lots of stuff. Because if He remembers it every day, oh my God, I don't know how good He can be. I might be getting so many spankings. But God says, I forgive. I forgive. Will you receive the forgiveness of God? Because that's important, whether you receive it or not. And I tell you what, are you ready for this? If you don't receive the forgiveness of God, you will keep on doing that mess over and over and over and over and over again. And you keep on repenting and repenting day in, day out because you never forgave yourself. You never accepted the forgiveness of God. And therefore, because you are looking at your sin, you'll be moving in the direction of that sin. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And you are in the same pothole. Look somewhere else. It says, look unto the author and the finisher of your faith. That's where you need to look. Look at Him. In Acts chapter 4, and verse 10. Acts 4 and verse 10. It says, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. Miracles happened in the life of a man who was born crippled. And miracles still happen because of him who died and was raised from the dead. Next time you need a miracle, all you need to do is say, God, I thank you that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary and rose again from the dead. And because of what he has accomplished, I stand now in my miracle. Praise the Lord. I have miracles happening in my life because of the price that was paid. Is it because miracles did not happen before? Absolutely not. Miracles happened before. But miracles primarily happened because Jesus was there with them most of the time. But now, it can happen through you. 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 Because he is in every one of us. So we can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. We can cast out demons in his name. Hallelujah. Because of the resurrection. I can now become part of the family of God, used by God for greater things. In Romans chapter 6, Romans chapter 6 and verse 4, we read these words. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. The resurrection makes it possible for me to walk a new life, in newness of life. Romans 5 says that because of that, we can reign in life. Hallelujah. No longer paupers, but princes of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Verse 9 of Romans 6 says these words. It says, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead. I want you to notice that tense. Knowing that Christ being, that's present tense, continuous. It's not addressing it as a past thing. It's saying he's being raised constantly. He's being raised from the dead. How is he being raised constantly from the dead? He's being raised constantly from the dead because he's being raised in you. Every time you fall flat on your face, he raises up. Says you cannot stay down. Let me put it this way to you. There is a ball filled with air. And the ball is in a swimming pool. And you're trying to force it down. But guess what the ball is trying to do? Pop back up. That's you. You are the pop-up guy. Glory be to God. Then he's pop up. Can't keep a good man down. Woo! The devil's a liar. This is part of the benefit of the resurrection, that you're walking in newness of life. You're walking as one being raised from the dead. Death had no more dominion over him. Death had no more dominion over him. When he died, death had dominion. But when he was raised from the dead, death had no more dominion. Death is still looking, but it's long gone. Raised from the dead. And because death had no dominion over him, and you are united with him, death had no more dominion over you. Death has no power. The Lord said something to me a few months back that was rather interesting, and I've kept it close to my chest for a long time. He made a statement to me. He said, concerning somebody, says, this person wants to die. He said, they cannot die. I said, why can't they die? He said, as long as they are part of Glory and Peace Church, they cannot die. I said, hey? You don't come here to die. You are not permitted. Because the only thing you're going to hear from here is about life, 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 life. And as long as you keep on hearing life, life, your body says, the guy says, life, we cannot die. So it's best for you to divorce yourself from that pain, divorce yourself from that sickness, that disease, and say, "You can listen, you cannot have me. I'm going to live and not die and testify of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I reject you lying devils. God's power has restored me. I am healthy. I am whole. I will not see corruption." You know, diseases bring corruption into your body. And the life of God energizes you and says no to corruption. Glory be to God. Plan on living long. Or you're going to have to move. Because we don't practice that here. Not when Jesus says, I'm the resurrection and the life. If you believe in me, you shall not die. I don't know what or any other language or any other way to interpret it. That's what he said. And I'm wise enough to believe that. Amen? Hallelujah. But I'm not going to believe in a long life suffering in sickness and disease or in pain. Not when by his stripes ye were healed. Don't get double-minded about the things of God. Too many people are double-minded. They say one thing with one side of their mouth and say another thing with the other side of their mouth. Settle what you believe. You settle it. In him there is life. There is light, and there is no darkness at all. Just receive what the word of God says. Amen? Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. You know, some people say, well, Pastor, you're taking the words of God too literally. I don't know which way you want me to take it. If you give me another way to take it, then help me, get me to, get corrected. I'm very ready to get corrected. But as long as I know that he says my yea is yea, my nay is nay, that's very literal to me. Amen? When you can convince me when God said yea, he really meant nay. You know, it's like somebody told me, they said, Nero goes like this, it means live. And when it goes like this, it means dead. And somebody says, one of these historians said, really, when he said this, it means live. And when he says this, it means dead. Which is it? That's the confusion that you get from the world. But that's not God. When God says yes, it means yes. When he says no, it means no. That's literal, literal, literal. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. If that same spirit that dwelt in him dwells in you, that same spirit that quickened his body will also quicken you. Which means that same spirit that quickened him to rise from the dead will also quicken you to rise from the dead. That makes sense? And that's all God is saying. That's why Paul says, if Christ not be raised, if he's not raised, we're all done. Our goose is cooked. But he rose again from the dead. He cannot be kept down. Them sealing the tomb did not stop him. And when he was able to get out of the tomb, I like the way Mama put it today, he's been wrapped up with these bandages, and he came out of the bandages. He just, out. Bandages all wrapped together. Everything in its proper order, because he's a God of order. He didn't come out of it and flung the bandages all over the place. No, he says, I'm not in any rush to do anything. I'm in charge of my time. Head band, he there. Everything in its proper order. And he just did exactly what he did when he came to see the disciples. He just walked out. Sealed tomb and all. He just walked out. I want you to give me the picture of the tomb. We've been here so many times. I want you to have a sense that Jesus came out of this tomb. And the stone covered that entrance point. He didn't need it to be rolled away. In fact, in the natural, there's no way to roll it away from the inside. You'll have to push it. He didn't have to push no stone off. Hercules, No. He just came out. That's exactly what you're going to do. You're just going to come out. And so when they put Peter in jail and put the apostles in jail, they just walked out. Are we going to put you in some concentration camp? I thought we put them in a concentration camp. They are in the city. What are they doing in the city? They are out there preaching the gospel. Preaching what gospel? Did they get their vaccine yet? No, we don't need no vaccine to go preach the gospel. We're just going to go preach the gospel. You're not going to control my life. The limitations of the world have no power over my life, over your life. And we are living in those days in which, just like the disciples walked out, you too will walk out. Hear me. So enabled, Paul and Silas were put in prison. And instead of griping, they started a chain gang band. They used their chains for tambourine. God is so good. God is so good. And they started singing unto the Lord, and God started tapping his foot. God is so, yes, I am. Yes, I am. An earthquake. Bang. Chains fell off. Prison doors open. But the guys didn't run away. They didn't run away. They stayed there. The jailer comes and says, wants to kill himself. Don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. We are all here. How come you didn't run away? Oh, please tell me. What must we do? What is it that I need to do to be saved? He says, just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved, you and your household. I believe that God in this last of the last days is going to make us witnesses of his amazing, glorious power, that people are going to ask, what must I do to be saved? I don't understand why you are like this. You should be all messed up by now. And here you are rejoicing. What is it about you? Oh, what is it? You really want to know? Yes, I really want to know. It's Jesus. He's risen from the dead. And he's risen inside of me. You can't lock me up. I am free and free indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what I believe? I do believe that God, with one shot from God, every possible disease, every possible bacteria, every possible virus, every possible ailment, that one shot from the blood of Jesus Christ will give you all of the antibodies that you need to live victoriously, free of sickness and disease. And the devil is a defeated devil, and God's name is forever sovereign over the lives of his people who will dare to believe him, that he is the resurrected Lord. For there is a spirit that quickens our mortal bodies. I cannot outbelieve God. Amen. He's more than enough. In the book of Isaiah 14, so I begin to rap. You know, when you're in the plane, when you're miles away, you say, we're beginning to descend. That's all we're doing. We're just beginning to descend. We're not landing yet. Hallelujah. We will land 5 hours from now, maybe. No. Hallelujah. Isaiah 14, verse 12. In this passage, and I encourage you to read Isaiah 14, God is talking about the forces that have stood against the people of God. He talks about the spirit of Assyria. And he comes here and he really addresses the power that's behind all the confusion. And he says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground which didst weaken the nations? And that's what Lucifer is trying to do, weaken nations. Look at what's happening all around the world. Satan is weakening nations. They don't know what to do, how to handle the pandemic that has faced us as a race of people. One day they think it is this. They think you should do that. And another day they think that. And another day they think that. And another day they think that. The so-called specialists don't wear masks. Wear a mask. Now wear two masks. Now we're three and four. I don't know what these people want. Because Lucifer is weakening nations. Verse 13 goes on and says, for thou hast said in thine heart, Lucifer, you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. And guess who he's talking about? He's talking about you. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. In other words, I'm going to imitate God. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. That's what Lucifer wants to be, like the Most High. But fool, you are defeated. He says, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. This is what you're trying to do, but I tell you what your end is. You're going down, Buster. You're going down. And that's what I have to say to the devil and all his cohorts. You're going down. You can never be like the Most High. That space is already occupied. Hallelujah. And you're not going to exalt your throne above the stars. No, that throne has been occupied. And guess what? He has placed his name on me, on you. Hallelujah. He says, I will give to them that overcome my new name. It's a name that's above every other name. And to that name, every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Verse 24 of Isaiah 14 says, the Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, surely, as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. Oh, don't you love God? He says, surely, as I have thought. Is it not even as I have said? I don't need to say it. I just think it. It's done. And as I have purposed, so it shall stand. As God has purposed, so shall it stand. 25, that I will break the Assyrian in my land. That word, Assyrian, simply means a step. And God says, you that wants to step up, I'm bringing you down. You're not going to step up in my land. And so we declare in the mighty name of Jesus that we are the land of God. We are the possession of the Lord. He shall not thrive, neither shall he prosper in anything that he intends to do in our lives. We've got the life of God in me. You've got the life of God in you. That I will break the Assyrian in my land and upon my mountains tread him underfoot. You know, Satan says, I'm going to go to the mountains of God. God says, you come in here, I'm going to tread you underfoot. Guess what? What foot? The foot of his body. We are the church. We're not going down. No. No. Our foot is up and it's coming down to smash the enemy that's trying to step up. Glory be to God. Then shall his yoke depart from off them, and his burden depart from off their shoulders. The only thing belongs on my shoulder and your shoulder is this, and the government shall be upon their shoulder. The government of God. When we know our God, we do exploits. A people that do not know their God carry the burdens of the enemy. Allow the enemy to step up. But that's not us. That's not you. That's not me. We are called to be salt in the earth, to stop corruption. Hallelujah. The enemy will always try. But the enemy that shows up before you, you don't have to go looking for. You don't have to look for the enemy. He's right there. And that's all God is saying. Listen, the guy is going to show up. Do what you got to do and let him know he doesn't have the ticket to come in. Hallelujah. His burden shall not be on my shoulder. His burden, the burden of Satan, shall not be on your shoulder. Glory be to God. This is the purpose that is purposed upon some part of the earth. The whole earth. And this is a hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. All the nations that the enemy wants to make weak, God is saying, I'm stretching my hand upon all the nations to bring about a transformation. I believe, as I stand here this very moment, that the agenda of the devil shall fail. It just takes one quick swipe at some of these key, whoever they are. And the fear of God will strike deep into their encampment, and they will back off because it's not time. Hallelujah. It's not time. Father, we declare your word over the nations. Stretch out your hands upon the nations. You are a good God. And we shall not compromise ourselves. We take a stand and say no to the devil. We say no to Lucifer and his cohorts. We say no to the devilish agenda that the enemy wants to pervert and push into our world. We say no. This gospel of the kingdom must be preached to all the world. Isaiah 14 and verse 27. For the Lord of hosts had purposed, and who shall disannul it? Who is going to cancel what God has purposed? Like I said this morning, who born monkey? Who are you? That will resist what God has purposed. For the Lord of hosts had purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? When he stretched out his hand, he stretched out his hand to heal and restore strength to the nations. He says, I've stretched it forth. Stretch your hand, because your hands are the hands of the Lord. Just stretch it forth. Hallelujah. Stretch it to the north. Glory be to God. Stretch it to the east. Stretch it to the south. Stretch it to the west. Hallelujah. God's hand has been stretched forth. Who's going to back it up? As your hands were stretched out, it represented God's hand being stretched out to the north, to the east, to the west, to the south. And it all spells news. Good news. God news. The devil is defeated, and Jesus is Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. When God has blessed, who is going to reverse it? The blessing has been pronounced. Even Balaam said, He commanded me to bless. And he has blessed. And I cannot reverse it. We have stretched out our hand. And we declared that is the hand of the Lord. And it is strengthening the nations. For child of God, there is no nation in the earth that our hands did not stretch towards. Because they must be in the north, in the east, in the west, or the south. And God's hand has been stretched forth. Hallelujah. We didn't miss anything. Glory be to God. That's why I'm going to go. No angle missed. That's the only time you need to go 360 degrees. When you're touching the whole earth. But when you are in sin, you only need to turn 180. Don't go 360. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm having too much fun. Glory be to God. Let's wrap up with John 20 and verse 26. John 20 and verse 26. He says, and after 8 days means that the 8th day happened. But why didn't he just say on the 9th day? Because God wants you to remember that 8 is a number of new beginnings. And I declare today that new beginnings have started for every one of us. For the body of Christ, there is a new beginning. Hallelujah. And new beginning steps into 9, which is the number for fruitfulness. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We are fruitful and we multiply. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within. And Thomas with them. Then came Jesus. Then came Jesus. So I say, then came Jesus. The doors being shut. We are in a world that is shut. That's a perfect time for Jesus to come. Amen? Since the doors were shut, but Jesus came in and stood in the midst, and he said, peace be unto you. Irene, be unto you. My shalom, my shalim, be unto you. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything in order. I declare by the word of God's faith, all things come into proper order now. Be aligned to the word of the Most High God. Earth, hear the voice, the word of the Lord. Come under order. 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 Let there be light. The God who commanded light to come out of darkness commands light to come out of the darkness now in the name of Jesus. The entrapment and the limitation of light ceases immediately. This light cannot be comprehended by darkness anymore. We cause this spiritual black hole to collapse and be brought to naught now. And we declare victory for sons and daughters who must now shine brightly as light. Arise, shine, for the light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The word of God says, the world shall be filled with darkness. Gross darkness shall cover the world. He says, but God, in his magnificent glory, shall rise this Sunday as we celebrate resurrection. We denounce the lies of the enemy. This Sunday is not about Easter bunnies and Easter eggs. That's of the devil. My God is not a rabbit. And does not live inside an egg. Dark chocolate, milk, white chocolate, whatever kind of chocolate. You know what I think? You know, it's good for our little ones to enjoy some chocolate at Easter, but make it fun. Let them have drawings in their house. Let them go find the cross. Find the picture of an empty tomb. And for reward says, you get a treat, sonny. We're not going to look for chocolate. We're going to look for him who died for us and recognize that because we found him, we now have sweetness in our lives. Glory be to God. Isaiah 60 and verse 2. That verse is not there by accident. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Do we look like a people? You know, this is the second resurrection celebration or second Passover. Last year was the first Passover from the time of the first Passover in Egypt, that people were shut in their homes. This is the second one. The devil's a liar. Even in Ontario, they decided they're going to shut down churches. They can't meet as of yesterday. Shut down. What is the devil looking for? He wants people to be so conveniently entrapped in thinking we cannot come together when God's word says, do not neglect the gathering. There's darkness, gross darkness, that's covered the earth. And gross darkness, the people. People are so messed up. Nobody knows what the truth is. One day they say, well, the ICU and every place is packed with COVID. Then somebody comes and says, the place is empty. We don't know what we believe. Is somebody cooking up this story? I don't know. But what we do know is that gross darkness has covered the earth. When all this started, they said, you cannot shake hands. And Fauci says, I guess the habit of shaking hands has stopped forever. So we start shaking legs. And elbowing each other. You know, before, if you elbow somebody, says, "What are you doing?" Now we want to elbow each other. It says, "It's my mistake." Oh, glory. Gross darkness. The world is plagued with sickness and disease. But I like the next statement. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. I say, Lord, arise upon me. And his glory shall be seen upon thee. I say, Lord, let your glory be seen upon me. The world needs a different message. We need God to heal our land. Thank God for the vaccines that they've made. But my faith cannot be on a vaccine that can fix one problem. And then when another one comes, it says, you need another vaccine, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one. I need one shot that gets rid of all of it. And I know where that shot is. It's in my Lord, my risen Lord. I say, give me my shot. Hallelujah. That takes care of it once and for all. Because there are some things that man can try to solve, and he cannot. But God is well able to help us. May God help our scientists, and may God help our doctors, and may God help all the frontline workers out there who are doing the very best they can to help mankind. But they can only do so much. They're just human. And I cannot place my faith in what they can or cannot do. Let us bring the God solution to the nations of the earth as we pray the prayer of faith and say, God, heal our land. Father, heal our country. Heal my neighborhood. Heal my nation. Heal our world. If we ever needed God, we need God now. God, you're a good God. Help us. Help us. We ask this in the glorious, eternally wonderful name of our living Lord and Savior, who has loved us with an everlasting love. Yeshua HaMashiach, Son of the living God, touch our world and purge it of all the activities of the evil one. And keep the manipulators, agents that want to capitalize on this crisis that has landed in our world and is global and impacted our world like nothing else in our history as a race of people. For this is like that flood. Lord, let the rainbow of grace be seen again around your throne, and let mercy pour down and heal our land. Deliver your people. Touch our government. our leaders. They are so overwhelmed. Those, oh God, with a heart to serve the people, to do the right thing, are so overwhelmed by what is happening in our world. Yes, there are those, oh God, that are manipulators and want to take advantage of whatever it is that is happening. Some of them are not people in government. They just want to satisfy their greed. Lord, rid us of these strange children. Rid us of evil men, evil people that have no honor and respect for the people that you died for. Bring them to their knees. For we speak the name of Jesus. And let that name strike deep into their hearts. Let it melt the wickedness in their hearts. And may they begin to cry out. And may these people who have engineered evil begin to confess their sins publicly. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you cannot have them. Jesus died for them. You have manipulated them and generated evil in their hearts. But we say no to you. We say no. We say no. The hand of God is stretched forth. And the weakness that you, Lucifer, has brought upon the nations ceases now. We declare that the nations rise up. They awaken from their slumber. They shake off your grossness. Father, we give you praise. We entrust this world unto you with thanksgiving. We say, Lord God, this is the world you died for. Satan cannot have any of it. He cannot. For you came to justify all men. Let the mercies of David be exacted upon our world. And let us know peace, which passes all understanding. We ask this in your glorious name. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for the wonderful experiences accorded us. Before we begin sharing communion, and before we bring our special offering unto the Lord tonight, I want to introduce you to the next conference that we're going to be having next month. This is the conference for April, started early in the month, but we're going to have another conference in May. If you do not have your elements of communion, just raise your hand and the ushers will make sure that you're served. Somebody on the right there and somebody up here in front. May I have the poster and the wall there so I can see it? It's called the Spiritual Warfare Conference. Hallelujah. Oh, not spiritual warfare, spiritual reset. Praise the Lord. We had the Spiritual Warfare Conference last month. It's a spiritual reset conference, and it's trusting God in unprecedented times. Hallelujah. Understanding and receiving grace for our times. We need that. Praise the Lord. And the dates, do we have the dates there? Where are the dates? Top right? Yes. May 14th to the 16th. Amen? May 14th to the 16th. And it's going to be 6:30 p.m. daily. Our minister that is going to be working with us, Bishop Timothy Ifodhiroma. Bishop Timothy is a man of God, is a minister of the gospel, and he felt led while he's pastoring to engage in politics, and he's a congressman or a senator in the Nigerian government, and he's still preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. He says, I'm there to bring about change, one person at a time, until we get this nation back in the proper order. So we trust God to strengthen him and those that are believers, that they will be an influential factor. And he's going to come to us with the wealth of that which God has placed in him, not only spiritually, but naturally. He is well equipped to speak to us about what's happening in our times. Amen? Hallelujah. So I'm looking forward to that spiritual reset. Praise the Lord. I trust that you've been enjoying the conferences. And it will just keep on getting better and better and better. And God will continue to strengthen us and help us fulfill his divine mandate. Amen? I celebrate every one of us in him. Praise the Lord. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving. The information is on the screen. You can give through your e-transfer. You can give in person right here, right now. You can give by going on the website and giving through the website information, the donation button on the website, gloryandpeace.com. And you can give directly by mail by sending a check to 1296 Main Street, and you'll be properly receipted at the end of the year or the beginning of the new year for your givings this year. Amen? Hallelujah. And this time I'm going to call on Mama to come. Join with me so we can share in communion together. The grace of the Lord is sufficient. And as we take of this body, let everything that we need to experience by grace happen in us, with us, through us. We be sovereignly impacted, infuse with the goodness of God. Only seek his goodness. Word of God says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Did you know that this not just this, but this is the house of God? Do you know that by that declaration you're saying, I don't intend to die because I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Therefore, my youth must be renewed. Hallelujah. I am renewed. As you take off this body, receive total renewal, restoration. You were created that way. Did you know that within every 3 months that you are totally regenerated? Yeah, every cell in your body, you change all of the cells in your body. Everything got renewed within that 3 months. That's how God created you. Praise the Lord. It's that lying devil and his sinful ways that cause us to be aging and getting old and everything else. But God says, my youth can be renewed. Hallelujah. If a snake can get out of his old skin and come out with new skin, come on, I can come out of that. When I sleep, I wake up with new body. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Take off the body of the Lord and receive the miracle of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. It shall quicken our mortal body.
Hallelujah.
Everyone here has a mortal body.
Yes.
Quicken it, animate it, give it life. Jesus says, the words that I speak, spirit and life.
Yes, Lord.
It's life in the blood.
Yes, Lord.
His life is in his blood.
Yes.
He's giving it to us.
Yes.
So as you take today, have that brand new life.
Yes, Father.
Life that doesn't rot or decay, does not seek corruption. May you not seek corruption.
In Jesus' name.
Say, David saw corruption. You will not seek corruption.
In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been resurrected with him.
Amen.
We died with him. We rose with him.
Amen.
We sit with him in heavenly places.
Amen.
He said, take off my blood. That's what Jesus says. Say, as you take this wine, you're taking off his blood. So take off the resurrection life.
Yes, Father.
May you be free from the things of this world.
Yes.
The things that affect them will no longer affect you.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus speaks better things than that of Abel.
Thank you, Lord.
So these better things are the things we are declaring. May those things begin to work in your life now.
Amen.
Take and drink in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We give God praise for all he's done for us. May his peace garrison your heart. May you know divine prosperity. May you know favor all of your days. In your going out and in your coming in, may you find good, green pasture. Because God has declared you blessed and highly favored. If you receive it, shout hallelujah unto God. Amen. We love you. We thank God for you. And we celebrate the goodness of God in your life. Looking forward to seeing you on Wednesday and then on Friday. Amen. I believe this Friday is the first Friday of the month. Wednesday? Yes, we still have Wednesday. Huh? Wednesday, is it leaders meeting? Okay, all right. So Wednesday is leaders meeting. So that's not for the rest of the gang, just for the leaders. Please come and let's enjoy our time together, working on the things that God has called us to work on. And then on Friday is leaders prayer meeting also. Yes? All right. So next time I'll get to see the whole group will be next week. Well, thank God. You've seen enough of me for this week. All right. Bless you. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. And
bless you.
Wonderful time.
Yeah.
Bye. Those of you on Facebook and YouTube, I trust that we are away from you already. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. And I will